The inaugural Bagel Fest West was held April 12 at Wilshire Boulevard Temple's Audrey Irmas Pavilion. Drawing over 1,000 attendees from across the culinary, hospitality, and media worlds, Bagel Fest West delivered a packed schedule of tastings, panels, and competitions that showcased just how far the humble bagel has come. Approximately 15 bagel shops, including Hank's Bagels, Rise Bagels, and Boychik Bagels, participated in the event, which was co-organized by Bagel Up, King Arthur Baking Company, and Jewish Food Lab at Wilshire Boulevard Temple. On Sunday, the main event unfolded across both industry and public sessions, featuring immersive tastings and a dynamic lineup of panels exploring everything from ingredient sourcing and fermentation techniques to the evolving identity of the California bagel. At the heart of the festival were the highly anticipated Bagel Fest West competitions, where participants went head-to-head across multiple categories in a spirited showdown, as well as a series of industry talks, including The Key to the Perfect Bagel and From Toasted to Thriving. Bagel sellers from across the western part of the country, including Seattle's Hey Bagel and the Carlsbad-based Inglorious Bagels, participated in the festival. There were sourdough bagels, garlic schmears, and even a Gefilte Fish Hillel bagel sandwich. Other participating shops included Bagel Boss, Daniel's Bagels, Uncle Stevie's Bagels, New Wave Bagel, and Mission Bagel. According to the event's organizers, the participating shops represented the best of the West Coast's bagel boom, blending technical mastery with boundary-pushing creativity. Bagel Fest founder Sam Silverman was working at a hedge fund before he became the self-described bagel ambassador he is today. His journey began eating bagels from Dunkin' Donuts in his hometown of Massachusetts. It wasn't until he moved to New York City about a dozen years ago when he understood the care that goes into making a bagel. "You don't know what a real bagel is until you have one," he said, "and my mission is to feed the world with a truly amazing bagel, so that minds can be open just like mine was." In 2019, he created Bagel Fest to celebrate the people, craft, and culture behind bagel making. It began on the East Coast as the New York Bagel Fest, a trade and consumer show that brought increased visibility to the participating bagel shops, before coming to Los Angeles. "I never thought we were going to do a Bagel Fest in LA," Silverman said. "That seemed insane. If you told me that 5 years ago, no chance, but the amount that the scene and the talent has developed here has been beyond my imagination." The festival's first year on the West Coast was a success. This past Sunday, bagel lovers turned out to sample the region's best. Upon arrival, they were given a large cardboard box to use as a tray and accommodate their bagel samples as they walked around to the different booths. Additionally, they were given a Bagel West passport, where they could rate each of the bagels for the competitions that were held. Ultimately, Rise Bagels, based in Irvine, was named Best of the West Bagel. Hank's Bagels, which has multiple locations across the city, was runner-up, and the Costa Mesa-based Boil & Bake earned third place. Judging the bagels were a group of breadheads, including LA-based award-winning food stylist Elisa Sokolo and food blogger Beth Lee. "Today, we recognized the best bagel makers west of the Rockies," Silverman said. This group was selected from scores of applicants, with only 16% making the cut. They were chosen not just for the quality of their food, but for their creativity, character, and contributions to their communities. They are trailblazers, dispelling the myth that it's the water that makes bagels great and proving what has always been the truth. It's the people, the talent, and their dedication. In honor of Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Museum LA held its annual Holocaust Remembrance Day commemoration, honoring survivors and those who perished. The theme of the event, held April 12 at Pan Pacific Park, was Remembrance and Responsibility. Program participants included U.S. Representative Laura Friedman, Beverly Hills Mayor Sharona Nazarian, Pasadena Jewish Temple and Center Rabbi Ratner, and survivor Henri Slucky, as well as his granddaughter, Jenna Perlmutter, who appeared in conversation with CNN anchor Alex Michelson. Additionally, violinist Alana Kleiman performed.